You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The West Michigan Glass Arts Center has been closed for about a year to settle its roughly $60,000 debt. Starting next week, it will reopen to the public with a new name and a new look. But the recently renamed Glass Art Kalamazoo still has an uncertain future.
This has been painted from floor to ceiling with a fresh coat of white paint. It just looks so nice and clean in here.
Studio manager Tori Hollister shows me around the front gallery, which is empty for remodeling.
So we're going to have all new displays and display cases, and flooring is going in tomorrow, which is very exciting. We're going to have a nice wood grain flooring in here.
She says there's still a lot of work to do, but it should all be done before next week's art hop on Friday. This month's hop was pushed back to September 9th because of the Labor Day weekend. The center will have its usual glass blowing demonstrations at the hop, and the Journey bead makers will be putting the finishing touches on beads for child cancer patients. Lane Lamb is the interim executive director of Glass Art Kalamazoo, a name he says is shorter and easier to remember than West Michigan Glass Arts Center. Lamb says the organization is officially out of debt, thanks to several nonprofits, private donors, and a $14,000 Kickstarter campaign.
And one of the nice things about the Kickstarter was it showed the kind of grassroots support not only that we like to see, but that other funders like to see.
But the Glass Arts Center isn't quite out of the woods. Board members are still trying to find a sustainable model for the organization. Lamb says this fall will be a test run for the revamped center, and that experiment will help the board develop a firm budget. Though there are still a lot of decisions to be made, Lamb says the Glass Arts Center can't stay closed any longer.
There's a sense of urgency because the organization has been quiet long enough where, you know, when people don't hear from you, they think there's either something wrong with you or something wrong with them, and either way they want out. So we're looking to reopen, so to speak.
Lamb says in the past, the center would be open for classes and events about 4 days a week, but attendance was low. The new Glass Art Kalamazoo will start small with just a handful of programs. Studio manager Tori Hollister says there will also be more of an emphasis on classes that teach glass techniques, rather than one-day workshops where people can make a single bead or pendant.
We really are wanting to teach people the process of all of those things, make artists out of people.
Hollister says the center also plans to bring in more visiting artists to appeal to advanced students. Right now, Glass Art Kalamazoo is working with other art studios around the country to help it develop the center's programming and funding models. Lamb says so far, it seems like the classes aren't that much different from what the center was doing a year ago.
And when you go to Pittsburgh, and when you go to St. Louis, and when you go to Tucson, the programming looks pretty much alike in all those places, except for places that attract the Chihulis and whatnot. Well, they got a little bit better art. So what we need to do is find a way for people in this community to come in and be with us at any level. And if they happen, and I think we've got some people that can do that, if they happen to be able to turn into better artists and distinguish themselves, and then as some of our artists have done, have come back and helped teach, then I think we're doing something as a community organization.
Lamb says the center also hopes to attract more community members to its board.
We're a little artist rich, so to speak, on our board. Nothing wrong with any of them. They're all good. But we think we need a little bit more diversity in terms of the types of experiences that people have. Let's say, for instance, if you had somebody with fundraising skills or marketing skills or whatever. So the board is looking at doing those things as well.
Ultimately, Lamb says keeping ties with Kalamazoo groups will help Glass Art Kalamazoo to sustain itself.
We reestablish the kind of links that we have with youth organizations, with schools, with nonprofits, and even with employers to say, hey, this is something that is fun, it's social, and it gives people a really good feeling.
Glass Art Kalamazoo, formerly known as the West Michigan Glass Arts Center, will open its doors next Friday, September 9th for Art Hop. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.